Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome into the fourth and final hour of our get-together, affectionately known as the 9 o'clock stretch. So let's stretch everybody to the left, right, left, right, left.
You should always go to the right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's also a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Colorado, pass the weed and ban the firearms, broham.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Weed will make you safe, man. Actually, weed can make you kind of paranoid.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why they want to take everybody's guns away.
Too much weed.
Yeah.
That explains it.
Colorado House Democrats passed assault weapons ban. Legislation Sunday. Assault weapons. Scary, kids.
Yeah, right.
Prohibit the sale of AR-15s and certain 9mm pistols. Because,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
a pistol can be scary looking, too.
Yeah, well,
especially
scary.
The all black ones. They look kind of militarized. Scary.
And those threaded barrels.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Those are the worst.
Yeah, nobody thinks threaded barrels can hurt you until they rub them against your skin hard a bunch of times.
See, they're dangerous.
Yeah, it leaves a mark.
Yeah.
So anyway, this legislation bans 9mm pistols that have threaded barrels and accept a detachable magazine. Accept a detachable magazine. Do you know of any 9mm that
you
don't have a detachable magazine?
Yeah, there might be some. I'm sure a few friends are going, yeah, don't you remember this one? There's probably some unique European
thing. I mean, is there any revolvers that are calibered in 9?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are. You can get some.
Well, would that be? Maybe that would follow the qualifications. In other words,
but there's no magazines.
You could have a threaded barrel, but because it doesn't have a detachable magazine.
Weird.
I know you're trying to picture it because I can't picture it either.
No. No. I'll get a text on that in a minute, I'm sure.
Well, the text of the bill itself makes clear that a semi-automatic handgun of any caliber would be banned if it takes a detachable magazine and has a threaded barrel. So it doesn't matter. Anything that holds a magazine.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And a threaded barrel, they want to do away with it.
It's ridiculous.
They're basically trying to do away with the threaded barrel. I guess, right? And what would that be for a noise suppression device?
Yeah, which is great if you like to keep your hearing and wear a little less ear protection otherwise, yeah.
Or for your neighbors if you live in an area that is at least somewhat confined.
They've watched too many movies. That's all there is to it. They really have no idea what they're talking about.
Yep. I think you're a hitman.
Yeah, right. I'm an operator.
The ban also targets semi-automatic handguns that do not take a detachable magazine by making clear that any such handgun that may be readily modified to accept a magazine. I mean, on and on they go. And it's obviously they don't know what they're talking about. And, it's just, why? Why? Take people's guns away. It's worked so well in Chicago. It's worked well in Australia, man.
Oh, yeah.
Ask the families of the victims that just got stabbed to death how much safer they feel without guns. Gosh, I bet you they're just elated, right? Israel's public broadcasting corporation, known as Kan, K-A-N, interviewed an unnamed Saudi royal official on Sunday. Listen to this. He said that Iran engineered the war in Gaza to destroy the progress in relations between Saudi Arabia and Israel.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
I believe that.
Yes, I do. Iran's behavior is irresponsible. We all know that Iran is a country that sponsors terrorism, and it should have been stopped a long time ago. Several other sources have made the same allegation, including U.S. President Joe Biden, who said 2 weeks after the October 7th atrocities that Hamas moved on Israel because the Saudis wanted to recognize Israel. Others have suggested Hamas also wanted to wreck Israel's improving relations with other major Muslim countries, such as Indonesia. So there you go. Iran, wow, headline, Iran being bad. I mean,
shock and awe.
Right? Yeah, they already fund Hezbollah,
right.
Hamas, Houthis. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah.
It's like that's when other countries are exporting, you know, products, goods and services, they're exporting terrorism. How lovely. Mm-hmm. Hamas's bloody gambit seemed to work, at least temporarily, as Saudi Arabia froze relations with Israel October 13th after Israel's response to the atrocities commenced. Saudi sources said that they would press Israel to make more concessions to Palestinian statehood when and if normalization talks resumed. Another indication that Hamas's alleged terrorism strategy was successful. See? Terrorism. Winning through terrorism. We don't want that to happen. Anywhere, anytime. The Saudi official who spoke to Khan on Sunday did not deny reports that Saudi Arabia assisted with intercepting the drones and missiles launched by Iran against Israel on Saturday night. Wow. Yep. Okay. Every suspicious object that enters Saudi airspace is intercepted. It is a sovereign matter. Wall Street Journal claimed on Monday that half a dozen other countries joined the U.S. and Israel to mount a highly effective defense against the Iranian attack. Well, why don't we all mount an offense against Iran? I mean, I hate the idea of war or more war, but, I mean, how long do you want to play games with Iran? Do you want to actually wait till they have a really usable nuclear weapon? Is that the timetable? Let's wait till they really can kill a lot of people. Well, it's not like they threatened to kill a lot of people. It's not like they said, let's wipe Israel off the map. It's not like they ever said that, you know, the United States is the great Satan.
Death to America, that ring a bell?
Okay, yeah, maybe they did say that stuff.
I think they did. They did.
Okay.
Very not nice people.
Okay, that talk depresses me. Let's talk about something happy. Oh,
what you got?
Aw, San Diego.
Yeah.
Got an additional $39 million. I thought, wow, you know how nice you could make the San Diego Zoo with an additional $39 million?
Best in the country. Anyway, that'd be awesome.
It's not for the animals.
No?
It's for the illegal immigrants.
What? $39 million.
It's to drop in the proverbial bucket. Migrant activists in San Diego are celebrating the additional $39 million in federal funding for illegal border crossers, but others feel the money is being misspent. Really?
You think?
Almost $20 million of the funding is from the Department of Homeland Security.
Wow.
Think about that. The Department of Homeland Security, to which the question could be asked, is the homeland secured? If it's not, who's in charge of it? Why, that would be the Department of Homeland Security, Bob.
So instead of spending it at the border where our homeland begins, we're sending it to San Diego to take care of the ones that snuck in?
Correct. It is targeted to support migrants as they wait for the outcome of their immigration proceedings, court cases, after federal officials drop them off in the county.
And that makes us secure in our country.
Yeah! What could go wrong?
We don't have that much time to talk about it because the show's only on till 10.
A Democrat out of California, Representative Juan Vargas, celebrated the funding, saying this funding will help make sure that they have the resources they need to continue their important work to provide migrant communities with food, shelter, and other critical services. Part of your homeland, homeless community that, I don't know, maybe veterans, for instance?
You mean Americans?
Yeah.
Who are part of that American homeland?
Yeah.
Oh, forget them.
That's pretty much, well, they might not have said it, but their actions speak louder than words. Mm-hmm. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're about 30 minutes away from upbeat positive thoughts. We call it Things That Make You Smile. That's on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sean Hannity.
They've been pushing Bidenomics. It's not working.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
60% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck now are spending more of their income on food than they have in 30 years.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Well, enough voters have seen or been exposed to the truth or see things clearly in time for the November elections. Hey, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:21. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. What I mean is, you know the reasons they're dragging former President Trump through court. And even weirdos like Joy Reid even don't think that he's guilty. They just want to do everything they can to destroy him. Destroying your political enemy by using the weight of the government, the Department of Justice, or, you know, your local circuits.
Yeah.
Like in New York.
They're using them all, I'm telling you.
And I just hope that enough Americans see that and know how wrong it is, even if they have not maybe been a big fan of Donald Trump. You have to realize that once this is used and the people who use it get away with it, that's usually not the end of it. They usually expand on that. That's the problem. Senator Tim Scott told Breitbart exclusively on Monday afternoon that the trial that Democrats are dragging former President Donald Trump through in New York is only driving more black voters away from Democrats, like President Joe Biden, and toward the Republican Party and Trump. He said there's no doubt when you see a nearly 75% increase in black men wanting to support Donald Trump, that's not an insignificant increase.
Mm-hmm.
Scott told Breitbart as Trump sat in a New York courtroom facing criminal charges from District Attorney Alvin Bragg. This is a gargantuan step in the right direction. Why? Because the Democrat stronghold on power is being broken by people who say, this isn't fair, and I want an America that is fair. And if they'll do that to him, they'll do it to me. So that's what you're seeing in the black community from black men specifically. And frankly, black women have moved from 2.5 or 3% supporting Trump to 11%.
Wow. Okay.
We're talking about a 300% improvement. This is all the case not simply because of the desire for a strong, powerful, fair justice system, but when you ask the age-old question of, am I better off under 4 years of Trump or better off under 4 years of Biden?
Wow.
And the answer, at least economically, unequivocally, is you're better off under Trump. Our country is better off in terms of safety. Fentanyl has been ravaging communities. Better off under Trump. There's no statistic that matters to people, black people, white people, Asians, Hispanics, women, or men. There's no statistic where you're not better off under Trump than under Biden. Wow.
That seems fair.
Yeah, he has been, he has really gone to bat for Donald Trump. And my very early pick is him being VP very well is still in play.
I like it. I've got the note from the time you said, this will be the guy. But, you know, it was so strange the other day, and I forget who it was because it probably doesn't really matter at this point. It was interesting. They said that the black community saw Kamala Harris as black, but not Tim Scott. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Tim Scott really is African-American. Kamala Harris, is she? I mean...
Not today.
No, and I don't think any other day. So that's an odd thing to put out there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, okay, maybe Tim Scott is not politically who they want him to be, maybe. Yeah, you know how the left is. They'll go after you if you're a person of color and you're voting for Republicans. They go crazy. It doesn't matter that those core values to you make perfect sense. You know, that conservatism is the important thing. It's not a skin color issue, but they've had the benefit of making it a skin color issue, and they've benefited from the numbers. But that is slowly starting to erode, as it should. It should have a long time ago. This is a long time in coming. But I guess better late than never, yeah, right?
I guess.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to David. You're on the air.
Yes. I think you people need to start emphasizing the fact that if you're a Republican and you're going to vote for a Republican, vote a straight ticket. I am voting straight tickets the last two elections. I probably will never vote it again for another Democrat. You need to emphasize that if he doesn't get the House and the Senate, they'll just impeach him, or he'll be a lame duck president, can't do anything.
Well, yeah, but I'm not a straight party guy. I can't think of a bunch of Democrats that I am really a fan of.
No.
Especially, you know, over the last 10 years versus, say, 40 years ago. I mean, you know, if you're talking about somebody like a John F. Kennedy who understood economics,
mm-hmm,
and understood that, you know, tax cuts benefited all Americans and helped the economy, you know, for everybody, you know, large and small, that'd be different. But things have changed so much for the Democrats. If you support their policies, it would be extremely hard for me to vote for any
Absolutely.
Of them. But I never want to, I would never want to not have some room to say, hey, in certain circumstances, there might come a time or a person,
mm-hmm,
who might be the better choice.
Well, look like right now, when we're looking at the Alachua County Sheriff's race, when you look at who has the best resume, it's obviously Sheriff Emory Ganey. Now, the thing is, a lot of blacks will vote straight Democrat, not taking the time to look at the resumes of the people that are running when there's a case where they should cross the line for just one position. So it's not always as simple as you think.
Well, and I'm just kind of scratching my head and wondering out loud, because David used the terminology, you people. Yeah. And I thought that was odd, because I've never had any of our regular listeners,
right,
refer to us as you people.
Like you on the other side, not who I am. And the reality is, we always have said you should make sure that the House and the Senate stay or go Republican. Otherwise, Donald Trump has difficulty getting things done. It sounds like someone who's never listened to the show before.
Well, I'm not sure what was going on there.
It seemed odd.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate the comment, but we make that point kind of on a regular basis of who needs to be supported.
You people.
Ross Perot came back.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times that comes from somebody who doesn't agree with us. You people.
Yeah.
Huh.
That was different.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And he slipped and he started to say, I'm voting straight Democrat. He did. He started to slip and say, D, I think you're not undercover enough. Your cover may have been blown, David. Just saying. 928 on the Bob Rose Show, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile and beat positive thoughts. Stick around. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Iran and its proxies launch an unprecedented air attack against military facilities in Israel. 99% of these attacks were intercepted.
The news that's trending.
The region understood this was coming.
The United States forces intercepted dozens of missiles and drones.
The news that's now.
Israel could do nothing, or they could escalate to target Iranian nuclear facilities.
The big question in my mind, will we have their back?
Now, more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
A mess.
This is Trash Talking Tuesday.
I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy with me a little bit.
Talking trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
It is 9:37. Good morning. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to our friends at Florence Recycling. And we had a local story, and I know we covered it in local news, but I just want to maybe expand on that a little bit, because I got a note from the Gainesville Police Department, actually, forwarded to me from a friend. Good afternoon, Gainesville. This happened yesterday. Earlier today, there was an incident we want to bring to your attention. Area of Hartwood Road. A resident reported two suspicious persons behind their neighbor's house. It would later be discovered the suspects had broken into the home and had stolen a handgun and two loaded magazines. That was discovered later. In the meantime, though, police were trying to track and stop these perps down. Responding officers made contact with the subjects. They fled into a nearby wooded area, and they set up a tactical perimeter, which is what they're supposed to do, and they have more resources on the way. And while maintaining the perimeter, officers heard the distinct sound of a handgun racking.
Whoa.
That's not a good sound.
No.
Unless it's you and you're on the range. The suspects, again, attempted to flee, but both surrendered to GPD officers after a brief foot pursuit. After a thorough search of one suspect, a 13-year-old.
Oh, man.
13-year-old. They found a loaded 9mm handgun located in his waistband.
Wow.
Yep.
That's scary stuff right there.
Yep. And gratitude going out to Officers Armstrong, Liebrandt, and Johnson for their professional handling of the potentially deadly situation. Also, GPD wanted to extend a thank you to the community member who promptly reported the incident.
Made a big difference.
Well, yeah, because if those kids were
gone,
left unfettered, they would be in the possession of a 9mm handgun that had many rounds.
So there you go. You've got, again, we're assuming nobody was home when these people, these kids broke in. Got to make that assumption. You've got a handgun and magazine sitting out.
Yeah, you've got, and maybe they weren't sitting out, but.
Well, they were accessible.
Exactly.
To kids.
Yeah.
13-year-old.
And that's what they're trying to say. Please prioritize the secure storage of your firearms. Safeguarding your weapons not only protects your family, also prevents potential misuse by unauthorized individuals. And this certainly fits in that category. So let's work together, ensure the safety of our community. It says, let's continue to look out for one another. If you see something unusual or suspicious, don't hesitate to report it. Together, we can keep our Gainesville safe. And that comes from Gainesville Police Department. So good work there.
That's a frustrating thing. For the price of a pricey handgun or a rifle, you can buy a small safe if you don't have a bunch of guns. And for the price of a nice rifle, you can buy a really nice safe that will hold a lot of guns.
Yeah, and there's ways that you could at least put one of those cheap little locks in through the where the magazine goes, but that at least buys time. In other words, they can't grab the gun and then use it immediately, on law enforcement, for instance.
Yeah.
So yeah, anything you can do to.
And I will admit, there's been times in my life that I had a lot of guns, did not have a safe yet, so I understand it. But I literally know people with thousands of dollars of guns, thousands plural, and they don't have a safe. Oh, they're under the bed, they're in the closet, they're here. It's like, no, just be smart about it. Just be smart.
Yeah. That's good advice, Greg.
I know. Yeah. Don't listen. Get a safe. Come on.
How many guns do we hear reported taken out of someone's vehicle?
In many cases,
the car's unlocked.
Yeah.
And in every case, the gun has not been secured there. Again, there are reasonably priced lock boxes that, again, aren't foolproof, but.
Slow them down.
Exactly. Or hopefully, they'll just move on and go, man, this is a hassle.
Well, and they've learned. And thank you, Brandon, who is part of a lot of this stuff. All these places where you can't carry, they know a lot of those cars potentially sitting in those parking lots. It's a gun buffet or whatever the case. Because it's good old government at work there.
Yep. An Idaho man has earned the bragging rights for balancing a running lawnmower on his chin.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Longer than anyone else on Earth, David Rush, it was a Rush all right, is on a quest to hold the most concurrent Guinness World Records title, previously attempted the record for about 4 years ago. But his time of 3 minutes and 52 seconds was disqualified because his lawnmower didn't have a bag on it.
Wow. You can have a lawnmower on your chin, but
It didn't have a bag, so, you know, forget that. Really? Really?
What's the difference between a motorcycle and a Hoover?
I don't know what.
A motorcycle could have two dirt bags on it.
Oh!
Relax, I'm a biker.
Says the guy who's got a Harley.
During that time, the record was increased to 7 minutes, 2 seconds. So, not only was his record not accepted, somebody went on to beat that record. And so now Rush had his most recent attempt. In the end, he was able to balance a running lawnmower with a bag on his chin. I don't even know how you do that.
Bag or a blade?
It's got a bag and a blade. It's a running lawnmower.
The blade was the part I was really more concerned about. Because if that thing falls, well, that's a way to lose something. Just saying.
And he was able to do this for, and you know how long of a time? Just hold your hand out above your head for 9 minutes and see how that feels.
Yeah.
You'll be aching.
Absolutely.
So 9 minutes and 17 seconds. That brought his total concurrent titles to 165 as he looks to overtake the current record of the most world records. Who currently has 180 titles.
Some folks have way too much time on their hands.
I was going to say, yeah. I mean, look, everybody's bucket list is a little different.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Me, man, I want to be known for balancing a running lawnmower on my chin.
And you lose out because there was no bag. Missed it by that much. Yeah, that's what you say when the blade catches you somewhere.
Didn't have to shave that day.
Good point.
Yeah. Mm. Wow.
No.
I mean, really.
No, thank you.
You thought eating like those Tide packets or whatever
pods?
Tide Pods was enough.
Right. Now we're talking balancing running lawnmowers on your face.
Next thing you know, there'll be people like injecting themselves with, you know, some kind of disease like botulism.
Yeah, we already do that, Bob. It's called Botox.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you're getting the real thing from certified people.
Yeah.
Yep, because the CDC and FDA are investigating several cases of people suffering harmful effects from Botox injections, including cases in Florida, 19 reported so far, 9 required hospitalization because, as you know, it's botulism, and it's just a small amount, and that kind of keeps your muscles from working, basically, so that you don't have wrinkles. And all the reported cases, though, of the these injections that are a problem, were done by unlicensed individuals or non-healthcare settings like homes and spas. And if you get a shot of Botox and you get blurry vision, drooping eyelids, difficulty in swallowing and breathing, slurred speech, generalized weakness, you should go to get yourself some immediate health care. Yeah, and only do this stuff through licensed providers that are trained to do so. That's the warning out there. All right. 9:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're not done, though. Greg Cassidy's still here. We've got a smoking gun that comes up at the end of the show. But between now and then, what do we have? Things that make you smile. I know, in this day and age, it's hard. Find up the positive thoughts, but you still have to be able to count your blessings. You know, there are some good things going on. And if you want to share with us, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. So go ahead, call in now and share with us if you'd like. You're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
It sounds like Republicans should just go to the border and start registering people who come across to vote, right? Before they even change out of their wet clothes.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
Because then Democrats are going to shut that damn border down faster than you can blink.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Tell me you will stay. Make me smile.
Another day of paradise. Another gorgeous day, my friends. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time now for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. So upbeat, positive thoughts, non-political, count your blessings kind of a thing.
Did you say non-political?
Non-political.
Okay, good.
Yes,
okay,
hopefully there is more to life than that. We hope. And so, yeah, we want you to join us in thinking of some upbeat thoughts and sharing them. And you can do so right now at 877-975-9825. And good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile, and I'm usually a Southwest Airlines guy, is American Airlines announcing a second flight per day out of Gainesville to Dallas. And, of course, you can go anywhere in the world from Dallas really easily. So that makes me smile because then I won't have to do the Olympic gold medalist I-75, I-10 slaloms to Jacksonville, Tampa, and Orlando. So kudos to them. I haven't flown American Airlines ever in my life, but I'm going to have to give it a shot.
Nice.
And I'm not positive on this, but I think that Gainesville's parking rate, overnight rate, is cheaper than anybody else's.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, that's where we took off and landed from when we went out to California not too long ago.
It is so much nicer when you can grab a flight.
So much easier.
I mean, because, yeah, we'll do Orlando or Jacksonville, too, and it's like you land, then you've got the whole drive. So just that great feeling of you've landed and you know that you're, like, you know.
Right there.
15, 20, 30 minutes from home and not having an hour. That will put a smile on your face for sure.
Yeah, easy peasy.
You travel much, yeah.
And they did say, and I get nothing for promoting them, but they did say that, you know, if it's popular enough, if it works, they might expand and do even more flights.
Nice.
But then if they don't get the numbers, you know how that goes.
All right, people, fly out of Gainesville if you're anywhere near Gainesville. That's the key right there.
Well, you have to at least give it a fair shot.
Absolutely.
Look at it and see, you know, what your time's worth, like I said.
And money.
It's cheaper for the parking, and it's easier in and out, so you got to factor that in. And then, you know, what the connection or what the flight itself overall is going to cost and what the difference is. But, yeah, in a lot of cases, we wouldn't have saved much by going out of, you know, Jax or Tampa.
And then you got the drive. So.
Or MCO.
Yeah, just your time. Your time's worth something.
You familiar with MCO?
I am. Fly into there quite a bit.
What's the stand for?
I don't remember.
It's a designation for Orlando, but it's McCoy Airfield is what it
is. Is that what
known.
It is? I didn't know where they came from.
Way back, Sonny. Before your time, pal. All right. So what's making you smile? 877-975-9825. I'll tell you what's making me smile. And I had Dan DeMarco on earlier. He's the guy that started Camp Freedom and Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. Look, I'm on the board. I don't do much. I'm being honest with you, except maybe try to get the word out. But this is really a worthy cause, and it's not a bunch of money going out in paychecks. Dan doesn't even take really a paycheck, a little stipend or something for his truck, and he's put in a lot of work. Look, he's passionate about it, but they could do a lot more and reach a lot more of hurting soldiers if you could find your way to supporting what they do. He's got a way where you can just give a recurring donation of as little as $1 a month. But over time, and if other people do it, it will make a difference. Also, you're invited to the appreciation dinner on April the 27th between 5 and 9 p.m. For information on any and all of that, go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Misinformation. Whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need the sky to cut through this static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I'll tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Smokey Bear up ahead, 10-4, good buddy. Yes, yeah, slang for police officer. But this Smokey Bear was a real bear, trying to get into a Smokey Bear police car. Florida Highway Patrol cruiser surveillance caught in Southwest Florida. Captured a Florida black bear fiddling with the passenger door handle of the locked patrol car. Good thing it was locked, because bears are known to open doors looking for food and goodies. So keep your doors locked at all times and throw away the empty donut boxes, Sergeant. Everybody has a sense of humor, hopefully, about that. But yeah, I don't need a ticket on the way home. And yeah, the empty donut boxes. Are You Smoking Gun? Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.